Welcome to Kiel's Badwater Ultramarathon webcast at badwater.com.
It's this is the ultimate award for me, to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. It's I was a little bit choked on the stage. I was a little bit choked to be with name in the same breath as other people. It's out of this world, out of this world. I'm so happy, you know.
I'm Jack Dennis. I am 71 years old. Well, I will correct that. I'm 71 and a half years old. I come from Rochester in Kent, which is southeast England. Well, I was a late starter to this running, and I didn't start till my late 40s. I've done the usual marathons, the London Marathon, New York Marathon, Los Angeles, quite a few. But as I was getting on in the years, which I thought then, I was looking for a race, something very, very hard, and then I could finish running and enjoy life a bit more, although I did enjoy running. But there's a stigma when you get past 50, you're past it. Well, I thought, well, I'm going to prove everyone wrong. And I read about this race in the runner's world. I completed the San Francisco Marathon, and Mags is my wife, we was going to Las Vegas, and we crossed Death Valley, and we see this fella running along in all in white suits. Sorry, he was walking. And I stopped, and I thought, he's one of these nutcases what to do the race. So as it turned out, he was training for the following year's race. So I was talking to him and finding out all information. And I shall never forget the words he said. He said to me, well, if you want to do the race, do it. Now the heat, now, as people know in the UK, if we get a temperature about in the 90s, the UK, it comes to a standstill. Well, there's no way we can train for the heat in the UK, so we just come in at the deep end and just carry on. And I started my very first Badwater Ultra was back in 1991, when there were 14 competitors. We all finished the race, and I came home, bit of a hero really to the locals, and I thought, well, I'll have one more go at it. And I came out here every year since. I've missed one year out where I went on holiday, but I was the first 70-year-old man. And that's it. No one can ever take it away from me. Involvement. I've raised over £100,000 for different charities, which hasn't gone unnoticed in the UK. And I'm very popular in the town where I live. Everyone knows me. If I'm walking along, they say, hello, Jack, and when's the next race and that. I've raised cash for scanners in hospitals, cerebral palsy, all different cancer things, blinds, you name it, I've raised cash for it, and it's nice. You ask any ultra runner, why do they do it? And they can't really give a sensible answer. There's no sensible answer you can give. I suppose it's a mental challenge, doing something, especially at my age, but people say you're not capable of doing it. Well, I'm proving that there's life in us old people, and I don't consider myself to be old, like 71 and a half. What's that? It's only a number, isn't it? There is no other race in the world to compare. This is the number one. There are other races in like the Marathon des Sables in Morocco, which they say is the toughest race in the world. No. I do these other races, desert races, but Badwater Ultra is the ultimate. It's the heat as well. That is the main thing, is the heat. And it's so hard. And the hills, they just don't go away. They're all the time. 17 miles from Stoke Park Wells. Oh, my life. It's awesome. And madness.
This is Marlis Schmidt on behalf of Adventure Corps and the Kiel's Badwater Ultra Marathon. Thanks for listening.
It may sound silly, but I'm thinking that, I'm retired. But let's just say semi-retired, because if I'm around when I'm 75 years old, I'll probably come back and do this again. Who knows?